Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Viacom CBS announced it will change the name of its CBS All Access streaming service to Paramount Plus in early 2021. Viacom CBS also announced new original programming coming to the series, including the making of the movie Godfather and a spy show from Yellowstone's Taylor Sheridan. Sony announced it will hold a PlayStation 5 event Wednesday, September 16th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Sony says it will be one more look at some of the great games coming to PS5 at launch. It's possible Sony may also announce a price and release date for the console as well, given that Xbox Series pre-orders start on September 22nd. Bloomberg sources say that Sony has reduced expectations for PlayStation 5 manufacturing by 4 million units to 11 million by the end of March. The sources say the reduction is due to manufacturing problems, including yields as low as 50% for the AMD system on a chip. Sony had planned on far fewer units before lockdown boosted demand for gaming gear. Sony's PS5 price and release date are expected to be announced Wednesday. Former Facebook data scientist Sophie Zhang wrote a 6,600-word memo to coworkers about Facebook's response to misinformation campaigns. According to BuzzFeed News, the memo details misinformation campaigns by governments in Honduras, Azerbaijan, India, Bolivia, and more. Zhang says she regrets not prioritizing such situations and alleged that Facebook executives are motivated by public backlash and focused on the U.S. and the West. Zhang was fired by Facebook this month and turned down severance pay so she would be free to send the memo. Google sent out an invite for a September 30th event. The invite mentions a new Chromecast, a smart speaker, and a new Pixel devices shown at the event. Google already confirmed that a Nest smart speaker was coming after a leaked image surfaced in July and said that the Pixel 4a 5G and Pixel 5 would launch later in 2020. Facebook began rolling out a Watch Together feature in Messenger, allowing up to 8 users on mobile or 50 users in a Messenger room to watch video content together. Watch Together draws in content from Facebook Watch, and all participants on the call can control playback. Watch Together rolls out first on mobile, with web support coming in a few weeks. A pair of leaked videos for the Oculus Quest 2 VR headset revealed specifications for the as-yet unannounced device. The Quest 2 will apparently be powered by Qualcomm's Snapdragon XR2 platform, offer displays with 50% more pixels than the original Quest, with a claimed nearly 2K per eye resolution. The Quest 2 also features 6 gigs of RAM, 256 gigs of storage, with support for 3D positional audio and controller-free hand tracking. No price or release date was included in the videos. Adobe Illustrator for iPad was announced in November and is now up for pre-order, shipping on October 21st. The version of Illustrator works with Apple Pencil and is available to Creative Cloud members at no additional charge if their plan includes Illustrator. And finally, Amazon launched luxury stores for high-end brands to present products separate from the rest of Amazon. Oscar de la Renta is the first official partner. Luxury store partners will have more control over inventory, selection, and pricing, as well as special tools like 360-degree views. Select Amazon Prime members will be invited to access the stores. You can also request an invitation. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.